See you there. God bless.
The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. Oh, if you believe it, come on and sing it with us.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Because fear will only allow you to see what you see. But courage, just obey God. I want you to go down to your enemy's camp and listen. Because I'm going to give you the answer to your prayer through their mouth. This is unusual. That's why his ways are not like our ways. Neither are his thoughts like our thoughts. What you're worried about, God is allowing your enemies to speak about. Not in a negative sense, in a positive sense.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Developing an Unshakable Confidence. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 7, verses 9 through 15.
It's not just people out there, it's people who are close to you. We need to draw closer to God. You need a purity in your life. Glory to God. God told Gideon, I want you to go to your enemy's camp and listen to what they're saying about you. Let me tell you what God did, though, man. He was working on Gideon's enemies. He was working on getting the enemy. See, we're looking at chariots, horses, and camels, and tents, and all of the host, the horde of our enemy. But God is already working it out. It's not about how many they are. See, if God is for you, who can be against you? See, you want to make sure God is for you, right? So it could be 1,000, 10,000 against you. They will fall at your right hand. Glory to God. 1,000 at your left hand. But nothing shall touch you if God is for you. He is the majority. One of the reasons why the devil runs screaming away from me is because he's looking at that big, huge God behind me, standing, holding up my arms, making sure that whatever I put my hands to do, hallelujah, if he's in it, he's got equity in it. And he's going to continue to push me forward until I finish the course that he's assigned to my hand. Now, people under the sound of my voice, you're looking at your enemy and what he has, but no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. Stop giving the devil TV time, what the devil is doing. What is God doing? The reason why you have what you have is because God allowed the enemy to rehearse in his own mind what God is about to do in your life. Get up and go down against the camp, because I'm going to give it into your hands. Get up and go down. What do you mean go down to the enemy's camp? Only two of us? And there are thousands of them? Yes, get rid of the fear and do what I'm telling you to do. I want you to go down because I'm going to give it to you. That's verse number 9. Verse 10, if you're afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Pura. So if fear is there, you need a partner. See, you're not supposed to deal with fear alone. Glory to God. See, one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Jesus said, if two or three of you are gathered together, touching and agreeing in my name, I'm in the midst. See, God don't want anybody to be an individual victor. He wants community to come in the victory. That's why he won't let Merton do it on his own. He's always going to let me drag a leg until somebody comes to assist me. He's not going to let me be everything to all people. He's going to weaken me, even weaken my backside, until somebody becomes a real guard. He's going to let me be weakened in a certain area with a thorn in my flesh, glory to God, until somebody can help me limp until I get across the finish line. We all need somebody to help us along the way. And if you need a Pura in your soul, clap your hands. God is sending Pura to your life. Ain't gonna violate you, ain't gonna hurt you, ain't gonna take nothing from you, gonna tell you when you're wrong, and stick with you until you make it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Man, I feel that in my soul. Pura is coming, Pura is coming, Pura is coming, Pura is coming, Pura is coming. Pura is coming. He said, I want you to go down to the enemy's camp, take Pura with you, and listen. I can preach that. And listen. Stop running your mouth. I know you're hurt. I know you went through this or that. I know the enemy pushed you against the wall. I know that things aren't working the way you want them to work. Shut up and let God work with it. Just get to a point where you open your ears and shut your mouth. Be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to get angry. He said, I want you to listen. Specific instruction. You don't have to comment now. I'm making sounds here. You're supposed to be on a reconnaissance mission. All you're supposed to do is listen and report back. Know what God is telling you to do. When you hear your enemy talking about you the next time, you don't have to step up in there. I knew it. No, just listen. If you listen long enough, you may hear them saying, you know what? I got to tell you now, God is blessing her. God got his hand on him. See, you didn't even hear, listen long enough to get the full report. Yeah, they say, I can't stand them. I can't stand those Israelites. I'm going to get off you. I'm going to talk about Israel. I can't stand those Israelites. I can't stand them. They think they all that in a bag of chips. Just because the Red Sea opened up for them. Just because he fed them with manna. Just because he did this, that, and the other for them. Just because he guided them with a pillar of fire at night and a cloud during the day. They think they all of that. And I tried to curse them. I tried to curse them, but God wouldn't even let me curse them. I tried to say something negative to them. But God wouldn't allow me to say anything negative. I'm just sick of them. But if you listen to your enemy long enough, you may hear him say, but God is with him. I know God is with him. Did you hear what happened to Jericho? Did you hear what happened to Jericho? They came in, didn't even touch the wall. All they did is shout. You better open your mouth and shout unto the Lord. Whoa! I'll shout with you. They may not shout with you, but I'll shout with you. Hey! Oh my God. Open up your mouth and give God glory. If you listen long enough, you may hear your enemy praise you. One of the things the devil tried to do, it hurt your feelings so you'll never hear the end result. Come on, Lamar. You got to learn how to let God be God. Touch three people and say, listen to your enemy.
Yeah, listen to your enemy. Listen to him.
God is in their mouth too. Not only curses, God is in their mouth as well. Not only curses, God is in their mouth as well. Not only curses, God is in their mouth as well. It's in their mouth as well. Glory to God. I feel the praise in the house. Hold your head back and give him the glory and the praise and the honor. All the way from Tampa, baby. Something is breaking. Open up your ears. Stop listening to what the devil said and listen to what God is saying through your enemy. Touch three people and say, your enemy knows. Yeah. Your enemy knows. They know better than you. They know better than you. That's right, Zareda. They know better than you. Thank you. God is going to do. They already see it. They had a dream about you. They had a dream, hallelujah, that God worked it out, gave you a victory. I decree and declare your enemy is dreaming about you. Oh, my God. This should be an incentive for you to obey God and get past fear and step into courage. Do not allow fear to be your dictator or your teacher. Because fear will only allow you to see what you see. But courage, just obey God. I want you to go down to your enemy's camp and listen. Because I'm going to give you the answer to your prayer through their mouth. This is unusual. This is unusual. That's why his ways are not like our ways. Neither are his thoughts like our thoughts. What you're worried about, God is allowing your enemies to speak about. Not in a negative sense, in a positive sense. The enemy of your soul is about to hire you. The enemy of your soul is about to open up business. The enemy of your soul is about to open up stuff that you never would see open. You're about to step into victory, and all you have to do is get quiet. Listen to what they're saying. Afterward, you will be encouraged. I need them to put back up on the screen. Verse 11 is power. It says, and listen to what they are saying. Afterward, after you hear what your enemy is saying, you will be encouraged to attack, not to be passive, not to back up, not to go on the defense like we do when we hear what people say about us. But your whole mentality is going to shift.
Glory to God.
You're going to step out of timidity, for God has not given us the spirit of timidity, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. You're going to step into attack mode. Touch your neighbor and say, attack. You got to say it like I said it. Attack. You got to say it like I said it. You're too laid back. You don't know what time it is. You got to step up now. Attack. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. What's your son's name? What's your name, son? Zaire. Zaire. Zaire, stand up. You're going to shift out of defense and move into an attack mode. Ah! Don't sit down yet. Attack. Say attack. Clap your hands for Zaire. What a name.
Oh, my God. You can sit down, son.
Fear got you in a defensive mode. Don't know what to do. Don't know how to flow. God says, attack. Go for the job, the business. Go for the expansion. You may be surprised. You will be surprised. This is the moment in the name of Jesus. They're talking about you and they're not your friend because God let them have a dream about you. They care. That's why they mad. Because when they were laying down, he had them the dream about what he's going to do in your life. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus. Bible says, so he and Pura went down to the outpost of the camp. They didn't even have to go in the mist. See, if you obey God, you'll find out. You don't have to become so acquainted with the enemy's territory. Some of us are too deep in the enemy's territory. I know what the devil's doing. I know what they're saying. You don't have to go all deep in that. Just to the outpost. I know these type of terminologies because when I left home, I joined the Marines and I went in open contract. And guess what they sent me? They sent me to the infantry. I didn't have a technical job. I had paint on me, flak jackets, boots, gun, all of that. That's how I lived for 4 years in the wilderness. I didn't understand it, but I know what an outpost is. I know what the forward edge of the battle area is. Now, as I teach, I can see the plan of the enemy. I can write on it. I could probably be more skilled in spiritual warfare than any of you would ever imagine. Because I was in it. I'm not just talking about reading it. I was in it. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be medevac. I know what it's like to set it up. I know what an ambush is. I know how the enemy works, glory to God, and how he likes to hit in the night season, in the midnight hour, when you're least expecting. I know what happens in the spring. Most blood is shed in springtime in war, glory to God. The young men are tired of being in the cold, so the first thing they want to do is stand up and flex. And you don't understand, a sniper has been waiting for you to come up out of your hole so he can blow your head off. You better keep your head down and keep your eyes open. It ain't about how strong you are. A small bullet like this can blow your head off. It's that big. But if it hits you at that rate of speed, you won't be able to survive. Half of your brain gone just that quick with all your knowledge. It doesn't matter how fine you are. You better keep your head down. You got to understand tactics. God says, I don't even want you to go into the deep enemy's camp, deep into their camp, just to the outpost. And I'm going to let you hear something that they're talking about. Look at the word, man, is right here. They went down to the outpost of the camp, verse 12, the Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the other ites.